What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita School Superintendent Dr. Elisha Thompson. Welcome to Issues 2017.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good. On July 1st, Dr. Thompson took over the superintendent job, replacing John Allison, who moved to Olathe to be superintendent there. Allison had been Wichita superintendent since 2009. Now, Dr. Thompson, you've been on the job for a few months. What are your initial impressions?
You gonna stay? Wow, is my first impression. Yes, I'm going to definitely stay. I've been on the job for 2 months, and very quickly I realized, you know, my experience from being a kindergarten student all the way up until sitting in that seat 2 months ago, I realized very quickly how little do I know about being in the role of a superintendent.
Well, that's not a job that everybody has. Now, you just kind of mentioned there that you're kind of use the term homegrown. That makes it sound like a tomato plant. Homegrown, educated in Wichita schools. Talk about that for a minute, will you please?
I am. I was born and raised here in Wichita, Kansas, and I started the Wichita, my journey with the Wichita Public School as a kindergarten student. I went to school at Carter Elementary School, which is now Holy Savior Catholic Church at this point. And I was there until I was in the fourth grade. And when I got there, my mom was the only fourth grade teacher there in that building. And she said, I do not want to teach you all day and then go home with you too. So she shipped me off to Chisholm Trail Elementary School, where I finished elementary school there and attended Brooks Middle School and Heights High School, a graduate of Heights High School.
So were you bussed in by your mother? Or
is that yes.
Started to put it that way?
I was.
Okay. Well, when you were young, who inspired you to become an educator as you were growing up?
Who inspired me was a kindergarten teacher. There was a teacher at Carter Elementary School. I just remember going to kindergarten, and I'll never forget being very, very scared, and my parents kind of nudging me and pushing me, you know, in that room. And then there was a lady there, and she had this great big smile on her face, and she said, welcome, come in. You know how kindergarten teachers are, and they're huggy and lovey, and I thought, okay, I think I can do this. But all during the day and all during my kindergarten year, she told me how wonderful I was, how beautiful I was, how smart I was, and I always remembered that. And so when I got ready to choose my profession, you know, you go as a student, you kind of go from here to there and yonder. But my mother used to tell me, you know, make sure you pick a career in which you're going to really enjoy and want to do every day. And when it went right back to that kindergarten teacher, I wanted to make kids feel the exact same way that she made me feel.
Well, there are more than 50,000 students in USD 259 plus teachers and staff. Does that responsibility ever seem overwhelming to you?
Of course it does. Of course it does. However, when you have a good team around you, you're able to do anything.
All right. So you do think it's a team then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a bit about the something that's really interesting to me, and that is the diversity of Wichita students. We've just got something, everything out there, right?
Yes, tell us, we do.
Talk about that for a minute.
You know, that's one of the things that we pride ourselves upon is the diversity that we have. We have in our school district 109 languages that are spoken in the homes of our students that come from 90-plus countries of origin. And so we're very, very proud to have that such a diverse, and that gives our kids the cutting edge. So when they're going off into college, into the workforce, they have had experiences being able to work in a diverse setting.
You know, and I find that so interesting when we talk about all those many different languages spoken in the students' homes. A challenge, too, when they get to school, you have to teach them in English, right?
It is definitely a challenge. However, you know, it gives, you know, while it's a challenge, it also is an asset in the classroom as well, because our kids are exposed to those different languages and the different ways in which other cultures live. And so it really is an advantage to our students. So it is a challenge. However, it also is an asset.
Some of your students don't have homes. Talk about that for a little bit.
Yes, we do have a significant homeless program within our school district. And again, when the students come into our doors, we embrace them. And you would never know when you come into the building who's homeless, who has a home, because all of our students begin to then kind of, feed upon each other and grow from each other. So again, that again is the diversity that we have within our school district that makes us great.
And we talk about the size and the size of this school district, USD 259. And actually, it's just about the biggest in this part of the world, isn't it?
Yes.
Biggest between what? Canada and something? Do you know the parameters?
Put it into perspective.
Okay.
Some of the school districts that we have within the school district, the state, we have about 282 school districts, and the average is 1,700 students. And so to put that into perspective, we educate about 11% of the state's students. In Wichita Public Schools, and are some of the average high school average districts are the size of some of our high schools, such as North and East. So yeah, we have a large school district.
It's amazing.
Yes.
There's been some reporting about disciplinary problems in classrooms. What's being done to ensure that those unruly students, the unruly student, is properly dealt with, Doctor?
Yeah. First, I want to kind of explain a little bit. I think that's kind of blown a little bit out of proportion. When you talk about the behavior issues that we have, if you dig into our data, what you'll find is that's probably about between 5 to 7% of our students that you're talking about. So the other students that we have within our school district, the other 85-86 kids, percent of the kids, are doing exactly what we need them to do. They come to school prepared, ready to go. That small percent kind of is escalated to be there. But what we will do with those particular students is we know that those students come to us with a lot of trauma. They have had some kind of something significant that has happened in their lives, such as being a foster care student, could be death in family, maybe a parent being incarcerated. And so they come with us with some trauma in their lives. And so what we're doing is we're doing an extensive study on those particular students, and then we're training our teachers to be equipped to be able to deal with those students once they come into our buildings. We have special curriculum and outside consultants that are coming in and supporting us in this work.
We should never get the impression that it's utter pandemonium in there.
It is not. It's
like
a great place.
When I was in class.
Well, maybe that was just you, right?
And I was always, always a challenge.
Yes,
no, but there are people who want to, I guess, promote the idea that public schools are a mess. It's crazy. Nothing good ever happens there. But you're telling me that your teachers are going that extra mile to find out what's going on with these kids.
Absolutely. That's our job. We are a public setting, and we educate all students. And we want to make sure that we give every student that comes through our doors the quality education that they deserve.
Now, you're telling me that the teachers have the opportunity to be nurturing and helpful. What about authority and the needing to maintain proper learning atmosphere? Do they have the authority as individuals to deal with this effectively?
Absolutely. And those are the things that we're working with our teachers to be able to really be able to understand the students that are sitting in front of them, and being able to create strategies and opportunities for those kids to be successful in those settings. And we also know that we also have building administrators and also classroom teachers that will also be able to, if there's additional needs that need to happen for those students, we're able to do that as well.
Now, with a few exceptions over the years, and I was going to knock on wood, but I better not. These are public schools here in Wichita, I think, have been Well, can I be complimentary? Fairly uneventful as far as security problems are concerned. But there is occasionally something that goes on. Talk a little bit about maintaining overall safety and security in schools for those 50,000 plus kids.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to have such skillful people that work on in our safety services. You know, just like teachers are always looking for best practices for classroom instructional places, that's exactly what our operations and our safety division does for us. They're always looking for the next greatest thing or the best practices as it relates to keeping kids safe. So because of their efforts, you know, we seem to be uneventful because we always are looking for those best practices so that we can ensure safety in our schools.
Now, we were talking a minute ago about you as a student, but you talk a little bit about your teaching career here in the public schools. Tell me about that a little bit.
I was started out as a teacher in a school called Ingalls Global Magnet School. And it is now the Samuel E. Spate Accelerated Magnet Academy, and that is where I was the first building principal. So I was actually a teacher, a building principal, assistant principal at Cloud Elementary School, and then I was a principal also of Little Early Childhood and Cessna Elementary School, and then moved on to staff development and assistant superintendent of elementary schools, and now I am currently in this role as superintendent.
As you were coming along through your professional career, did you have a mentor or mentors who kind of helped you along the way?
Yes. Mr. Billy Breckenridge is a gentleman that really nurtured me as a classroom teacher. He saw something in me, I guess, that you don't see in yourself. You don't really see yourself that way as a young person, and encouraged me to continue to move along that journey. He saw leadership potential in me, put me in different positions within the building to take on leadership responsibilities. And from there, I just moved along. And he's been with me, and he still is with me today. And I visit with him often, and he continues to encourage me along my journey.
You're listening to Issues 2017. On the Entercom radio stations, and our guest is Wichita School Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson. How are USD 259 students doing on test scores?
Well, it's kind of interesting that you say ask about those. We are moving into a different way that we assess students, and we're not looking there. The state actually doesn't look per se at the test scores to determine whether a school is successful. In order to be accredited now, they're looking at multiple things. They're looking at our graduation rate. They're looking at pre-kindergarten readiness. They're looking at our social and emotional data that we are collecting. Those are the ways in which they're looking to see, because what we've heard from our stakeholders in the state is that people really want to know, do you have a well-rounded student? You know, can they get along with others? Can they self-regulate? And so the state has given us rubrics and lots of ways in which we evaluate our entire aspect of our system, not just one data point.
Has there been too much emphasis on test scores, do you think?
I think that the tests that we have been given are just one point in time for students, and it does not give a full perspective of the success of a student.
What are other variables or intangibles in a child's education?
What's important is that the students, not only do they have academia work, we need to make sure that they know how to read, and we need to make sure that they know how to do the arithmetic, as people would say, but they also need to know how to work together collaboratively in teams. They need to know how to be on time when it's time to go to work, all those soft skills that you need to be successful at work. And so we know that students need to be that well-rounded thing. So that's exactly what we are looking at, two pieces of the students to determine success.
Okay. Now, you have something called parent and community listening. Mm-hmm. I've got a schedule in front of you. You guys, the first one's October 24th at Wilbur, and then you go through November 30th. Now, what are you going to do at these sessions then? Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
As a new superintendent, as I stated earlier, you know, you think you've been in a district for a long period of time, and you think you know a lot, but the first thing you need to do as a good leader is really to go in and to listen to the organization. You need to listen to the internal stakeholders, which would be our teachers and our students and other staff, and then I need to make sure that I'm out in the community listening to parents, community members, just anyone who is interested in the school system, and just listen to what they want from our school district, because again, the school district belongs to the city of Wichita, and so we want to make sure that we're giving the city of Wichita what they want and they desire for their students when they leave us.
Schedule available at usd259.org, is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
You can find out a lot of stuff if we go to that webpage, can't
absolutely.
All right. Talk about with us about the value you place on extracurricular activity, clubs, arts, sports, all that stuff outside the classroom.
Absolutely. We're really excited and fortunate in the Wichita Public Schools because we have so many opportunities for our students within the Wichita Public Schools, all the way from our magnet school choices, JROTC, AVID. We have advanced placement classes. You have career and technical education and pathways that kids can go through to receive certificates when they graduate. And so we're very, very fortunate to have all of the choices that we have. And as a matter of fact, we are actually having our Choices Fair on November the 8th is our Choices Fair, and we actually have a new name because we really want, we're excited about our magnet schools, but we want to really emphasize opportunities. So okay. Our Choices Fair has a new name,
okay.
And the new name is called the Showcases of Choices and Opportunities.
All right.
And so we want to invite anyone that is interested in learning about the choices and opportunities to come out on November the 8th.
November the 8th, and again, more information can be had at usd259.org. You do you have much I'm talking about the extracurricular activities just for a second. One of your predecessors said that's one of the, for many kids, that's the only reason they come to school.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, kids now, at least mine, I know I have my kids too, they like to feel connected to something. They want to be engaged in something that happens. And so what we need, what we have done is we've had the opportunity to kind of listen. We have this thing called SuperSAC, where it's the Superintendent's Advisory Council, where it's high school students that come in and tell us what they need in order to make their experiences really excitable and really where they want to be there so that we can grasp onto them and teach them so that they can get out of there and graduate. And so what we have been able to do is create opportunities for kids to engage around the things that they are interested in. And when we, what we find is when kids are engaged, they come to school, they engage with their teachers, they build those relationships with their teachers, and because of those types of things, they're able to receive the education that they're receiving and then able to graduate and be productive citizens.
Dr. Thompson, do you have much contact with business leaders? They're always talking about bringing well-educated people into the workplace. Do you talk to business leaders?
I do on a regular basis. Hence why, you know, we have tons of partnerships within our school district, and inclusive of that are a lot of our local businesses. And I listen to them as they tell me, and hence why, you know, we're taking a look at not just the academic piece of that, but also those soft skills. And they say those are areas in which we need to continue to work on and build those students so that then when they come into the workforce, they know how to come to work on time and they know how to work collaboratively. All those things that we talked about earlier, that's what our community is telling us, our leaders in the businesses are telling us.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that lately, about the younger people and the soft skills, getting along with people, getting there on time. And it seems to, maybe our generation is kind of second nature, but it has to be developed and nurtured, huh?
You know, what we find is that, you know, when you have students that come from some of the environments that some of our kids come from, that's not something that's taught in the home. And so, again, we take what the populations that we serve, and we know who's sitting in front of us, and then we build whatever we need to build around them to give them those soft skills and the academic skills to be successful.
The budget process has been complicated in recent years by the state legislature's changing approach to spending. You look for things to settle down in Topeka anytime soon?
Well, I am hopeful. I am hopeful. What I can say is that we did get the opportunity to have a little bit of what I say is relief, is that we are at least not cutting. And so that's something to be thankful for. And we are hopeful that as they continue to deliberate and make decisions about what happens in the future, that they keep in mind that the Wichita Public Schools and any other school district, you know, we educate the future workforce, and we need to make sure that we take that into consideration as decisions are being made.
Over the past few years, I've watched this process, frankly, and reported about it on the air, and it seems that I can only... The only thing I can see is the way it changes constantly. It's a little bit, it seems to be a little bit like sewing a button on a custard pie to make a budget. Does that sound right to you?
Yes. And being a new person, you know, I felt like I was drinking out of a fire hose.
There you go.
It was a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so my first experience of building a budget, I was thankful that Mr. Allison was still here during that time at the beginning to kind of, you know, kind of spoon feed me a little bit. So I have, again, as I stated before, having a wonderful team around you, you can do anything. And so it was great to have a good team to collaborate with and work with as we went through that process.
So were you any good at math when you were?
No. I'm an English language arts girl.
Me neither.
I need a calculator.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, are you confident that our lawmakers have a good handle on the education issue?
I have a lot of confidence in our legislators. I think they're good people, and I think they want to do what's best for our state. And so I have every confidence that they'll do the right thing.
Looks like the school bond improvements are pretty much complete. What impact has that had on morale, not only for students, but teachers and staff members? What's the impact been?
I think it has been fantastic. Again, as we think about the safety that you talked about, I mean, who can say in this country that they have every school has a safe room for their students to be in? And we thank the city of Wichita and our voters for being able to provide that opportunity for our students that is in our staff. So that's been great. And then when you know the pride that you have when you walk into a wonderful facility with bright colors and, you know, all of those things, that has an impact on students, and not only the students but the staff. They feel good in the spaces in which they work.
Not only that, but recently, air conditioning.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. How could I forget air conditioning?
When you and I were going to school.
Yes. I was a teacher, and we had those fans. I mean, and you had to scream and yell to try to talk over those fans. And so, they're spoiled compared to what we had.
Yeah. You know, and you were talking about, I've always felt that reading is the first thing. If you can teach somebody to read effectively, then they can pretty much educate themselves if they can follow instructions. But there are also some, do we teach enough history? I'm thinking that we don't, but maybe I'm wrong. The kids don't seem to be interested in history anymore.
We actually have standards that are given to us by the Kansas State Department of Education. And so when you look at those standards, those are requirements. So we do absolutely teach history inside of our schools, and we teach exactly to the curriculum that we're needing to do. And, of course, there's tons of opportunities. Our kids go to Topeka and learn about the government. So we have tons of opportunities to learn about history.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Two of the courses that I really found valuable were driver's ed. I don't think you knew that anymore.
No.
And boys' foods, believe it or not.
Boys' foods?
Yes. It was taught by Mrs. Wren over at West High School.
Oh, I know her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And those were valuable. Those life skills, again, a different part of education.
What? Absolutely. Now, the upgrade is culinary arts.
Oh.
Yes, we have culinary arts.
You have to keep it equal. Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
Culinary arts.
Yes.
Wow, I'm going back to school.
Yes.
What is your biggest challenge as Wichita School Superintendent?
The biggest challenge that we are starting to find is recruitment of teachers. And so we really are trying to find really creative ways in order to recruit. So I would say one of the biggest challenges is recruitment of classroom teachers, and special ed in particular, and some of the sciences and mathematics.
Teachers recruitment, okay. Mm-hmm. And what has you excited about what's happening in USD 259? You're obviously a person who's enthusiastic and positive, but what's the most exciting thing to you about what's happening in USD 259 right now?
The energy from the staff. Teachers, the administrators, the downtown staff, the people at our school service center, they are amazing, and they have lots and lots of energy. So what motivates me is just the people that we have, and our students and the families that we have, and our ability to be able to work together for the common good of our kids.
You touched on this about the difficulty in recruiting teachers. There are young people out there, might be somebody listening to us right now, who maybe never even thought about being an educator. What would you say to that young person who might have the opportunity to be an educator, a teacher, administrator, so forth?
Well, you know, this profession is one that is totally, that gives you the ability to give back to your community in so many different ways to impact the lives and change the trajectory for families in your community. And so it's more to it than just reading and writing and arithmetic. It's about the relationships that are being built and the strong foundation and the way that you mentor and build relationships with kids and to give them the hope that there is life, a better life outside of the ones that they live in. That is an awesome, awesome profession to go into.
What do you do in your spare time to unwind? Maybe I shouldn't ask you that.
Well,
any hobbies or anything? Or just
Well, I do some community service work through some organizations that I belong to. I go to church. And then I have a wonderful family, two daughters and a husband that I spend my time with. So that's what I do.
That keeps you busy then, huh?
Very, very busy.
You don't have time to go play golf or go fishing or anything?
No, I don't know how to play golf, but people ask me to. And then I have to make up an excuse because I don't want to embarrass myself out there. So, no, I don't have time for that.
Well, somebody on your staff knows how to play golf, and you just send them. For you, then.
Yes, that'd be a good idea.
As your surrogate golfer.
That'd be a good idea. I need to find one.
Thank you for spending some time with us. I'm really excited about the fact that somebody who came through USD 259 is now at the top, and that's pretty interesting and gratifying. Our guest, Wichita School Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson. That's all for this edition of 2017 Issues. And we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.